This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by BSO and ABF Creative, and is scheduled for one fall. And on the mic, we have the one and only Robert Latow.
I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take the wave from your boy. Messing with your boy, better pray for your boy. It's Robert Latow. Keep that same energy podcast. Let's get to the opening bell.
With the college football season starting and NFL season coming up, it is time to get those bets in. Please go to betus.com and use the promo code BSO125 to get a 125% bonus on your first bet. That's betus.com.
You're probably wondering why I'm wearing this St. John's hat, considering it's a, you know, an Ohio State week. Go Bucks. Well, you know, congratulations to my oldest daughter, who is had her first day of class the other day at St. John's. So I'm a St. John's dad. So I got to represent the Johnnies. You know, I stopped putting her on social media a few years ago because, you know, people are freaking weirdos, and she's a girl. But congratulations to her. She's out in Queens, out there with Spider-Man, Peter Parker, and doing her thing out there. So congratulations to her. Full scholarship, still expensive, though. That full scholarship and stuff still expensive. My goodness. Education should be free. For all Americans, it really should be. And the discussion that you've been watching the last couple of weeks is the student loan forgiveness. Everybody's been on Twitter and all social media very angry about student loan forgiveness. And Biden giving you $10,000 to get rid of your student loans, and all the Republicans and the MAGA people and the Democrats and black people and white people and Latinos, and everybody's mad about student loan forgiveness. You know, I didn't say anything. I didn't say it because it's not worth arguing, because I'm going to just tell you the truth. I tell you why people are mad about student loan forgiveness. And it really is something that nobody else has talked about. You haven't heard it on CNN. You haven't heard it on Fox News. You haven't heard it on Truth Social or Twitter. Or TikTok. You haven't heard any of it. Here's the real reason people are mad about student loan forgiveness. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with the $10,000. They don't care about the $10,000, the $20,000. They don't care about anybody else. Here's the real reason people are mad about student loan forgiveness. They're mad because the rich people don't want you to understand how they stay rich. That's the real reason. See, what I've learned in my years on this planet, right, is the system is actually backwards. And when I say the system, I'm talking about it all. The educational system, the political system, law enforcement, any system you can think of is actually backwards, right? One would think that a proper system would be one that try to raise up poor people, right? While also making rich people, you know, more responsible because, you know, they're rich. But that's not how the system works. The system works, and anybody that's been poor and is now rich can tell you this. The way the system works is the system is actually put in place to keep poor people poor and rich people rich. So think about it like this. You're poor. You don't even have to be poor. You're middle class. But you're smart. You're intelligent. You want to go to college and be somebody, right? The system should be, we're going to let you go to college for free. We're going to give you money for free because you've come out of a situation where you haven't had any of the advantages, but you've made it through. You've made it through high school. You got a 4.0. You want to go to the state college. You should go to school for free. Someone that makes $2 million a year should have to pay for their kids to go to college. But the system is in place where if you make $40,000 a year, $50,000 a year, you have to take out these student loans that you got to pay back. That makes no sense. Right? That makes no sense. It's backwards. It's backwards. It's like Smitty said, the PPP loans. The rich people got all their PPP loans forgiven. It was the small businesses that were going out of business. Tom Brady wasn't going out of business. Kanye wasn't going out of business. Jay-Z wasn't going out of business. All those Republican people wasn't going out of business. The system is in place. Listen. Anybody that has a little bit of money knows this. And anybody that didn't have a little bit of money knows this as well. When you open a bank account, if you open a bank account with $50 as opposed to $50,000, do you get treated differently by the bank? Of course you do. Now, one would think that the person that opened the account with $50 or $500, if they have an overdraft, the bank should be, in a good society, should try to work with them, help them out. No. What do they do? If I didn't have enough money for the check to clear, then why would you think I would have an extra $35 for the overdraft? Think about interest rates. Now, pay attention to what I'm telling you. This is really interesting. You tell me what makes more sense to you, right? You tell me what makes more sense to you. If I'm poor, right, and I need to take out a loan for a car or a mortgage or whatever it may be, right? Wouldn't it make sense that you would give poor people lower interest rates to make sure they'd be able to pay back what they owe? And give people that make more money higher interest rates because they can afford it. Does that not make sense? If you know I make $50,000 a year, but I need a car to go from point A to point B, right? Wouldn't it make more sense if you work with me and gave me 2% interest or zero interest, the one interest, so I can actually pay the car note so I can go to my job, work every day, and possibly get a promotion where I can make more money? That's not how it works, though. The poorer you are, the higher the interest rates. The less money you can put down, the higher the interest rates. That makes no sense, right? Everybody can't put $5,000 down on the car. Everybody can't put 10%, 20% down on a $500,000 house, a $200,000 house, or whatever it may be. See, rich people know this. And rich people don't want you to know that there's these loopholes that's in our government to keep them rich. Donald Trump hasn't paid taxes for 30 years. Legally, has not paid taxes. Because of these loopholes. Donald Sterling, all these other, they don't pay taxes. Rich people don't pay taxes. They got loopholes that they use. They don't want you to understand the loopholes. They don't want you to know that the government, if they wanted to, could just wipe out all the student loans. You notice how when we went through the pandemic, all of a sudden we had all this money for everybody? All of a sudden there's the extra $300 That's your $1,200. That's your $500. We have money for everybody. Right? Just out the blue. Pandemic. Now we got homelessness. We got, like I said, people in debt and all this stuff. Now, why can't we use that money just on a regular Tuesday to help these people out? You tell me. Why can't we use this money on a regular Tuesday to help these people out? You tell me. The system is set up to keep poor people poor, rich people rich. That's why the drug, you know, you go through law enforcement. That's why people would. That's what's funny to me about Brittany Griner. You got all these people talking about, I cannot believe that Russia would put Brittany Griner in jail for 9 years for some vape pens or whatever she had, right? When homeboy Charlie is right up the street in jail for 5 years for a little bit of weed. That's legal in like 19 states. Are we any worse than Russia? I can't believe Russia would do that to someone. We do it to all people every day. Every single day. Think about I remember one time back when, you know, I was getting hauled into court for various traffic violations and things of that nature. I remember one time a brother was in court, right? And they picked him up for, I guess, he hadn't paid child support. And the brother was up there, and I could tell this wasn't like a brother that was trying to get out of his responsibilities. This was a brother that just didn't have any money. And he went up there and he told the judge passionately, he's like, sir, if you put me in jail for whatever, 2 months, a month, a week, whatever, I'm going to lose my job. How am I supposed to be able to pay if you put me in jail and then I lose my job? And then when I try to get another job, they can see that I've been in jail. And it doesn't matter what it's for. It's going to make it harder for me to get another job. And I'm just going to get farther and farther behind. The interest is going to pile up and I'm never going to be able to get out this hole. And I'm going to be here over and over and over again. They still put them in jail. They put the system, once again, is not set up for poor people to not be poor. In an ideal system, you would do things to help poor people come out of the thing. Think about the educational system. All the bad schools in the bad neighborhoods. That makes no sense at all. The best teachers, the best schools, the best programs should be in the worst neighborhoods because they need the most help. Right? But all the best schools are in the rich neighborhoods. If anything, it should be equal. How do you expect somebody to get out the mud if you're the one that just keeps pouring water in the dirt? You don't. So that's really that's why they mad at the student loan forgiveness. They don't care about your $10,000. They don't want you to understand that there's ways around that. Did you know if you owe the IRS and you can owe the IRS $100,000? And you can get on a payment plan. And if you stick to that payment plan for 10 years, even if it's like $200 a month, they have to write off the rest of the money. They don't tell you stuff like that, do they? They don't tell you stuff like that, do they? See, they don't want you educated. Financial literacy is a big deal, I think, in our community because it's not being taught. I saw somebody, I forgot who it was, but they're like, that should be like a core curriculum. You know, opening a bank account, credit, interest rates, how to get a house, how to get a car, how to, you know, negotiate, you know, taxes. All of that should be something that is taught early. I mean, taught early. You know, I'm talking about, you know, elementary school. Not even talking about high school. Elementary school. That should be taught. And I just leave this with this final scam. This final scam about how the system is set up with keep poor people poor, keep rich people rich. And I think anybody that's gone to college understands this scam and this thing. So you go to college. So, you know, like I said, it's two different types of things people go to college. There's people that can afford it and people that need assistance, right? Doesn't mean that they're any smarter, any less smarter. It's just the way life is, right? The person that needs assistance gets to college, right? And what's one of the first things that they do when you get there? One of the first things they do when you're on campus, that first week after your parents leave, that's important, after your parents leave, what's the first thing that they do? You're walking around campus, you're enjoying all of the scenery, everything's beautiful because like that first like 2 weeks as a freshman is like the best time ever. You're just all enthralled and stuff. You're walking around campus, you're all lovey-dovey-eyed, everything's beautiful. You're finally out of your parents' house. You got a little freedom and everything. You got your little outfits on, your little book bags. You know, you're going on your way to your class. And what happened? You're walking down the little campus. You're walking down the campus. And then there's a table set up, right? And somebody got some T-shirts. They got some T-shirts at the table, right? They said, hey, would you like a T-shirt? Free T-shirt. Get you the free St. John's T-shirt. Sure, I would love a T-shirt. Who doesn't like free T-shirts, right? They say, well, to get the free T-shirt, you can fill out for this Discover card, or this Visa card, or this MasterCard. And Visa MasterCard, because you have no credit, because you're 18 years old, is like a $500 limit, right? You fill out the Visa MasterCard because you want the free T-shirt. And you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm already, you know, struggling. I don't have any money. Right. And I'm seeing these other kids with money. Right. And I want to hang out, you know, with them. If you're a guy, you're probably like, man, I saw this cute girl on campus. I want to take her to dinner. I don't have no cash to go out, you know, outside of dinner. You know, what if she wants a steak? So you fill out for the Discover card so you get the $500 limit. Right. But you have no financial literacy. You're thinking to yourself, oh, well, I got $500. I just pay the minimum, the 20 bucks a month. But they don't tell you that you get taxed interest on whatever you spend on this Discover card, right? So, of course, you max it out because you're a kid. You max out $500. You're paying $20 a month, but somehow the card is now ballooned to $700. They don't close the account. On your credit, it looks like, you know, a closed account, like you didn't pay your bill. Your credit score, which started off high because you didn't have any, is now plummeted. You've established your first debt a month into being in school. Rich kids don't have to worry about that. You know why? Because why they need a credit card? Their parents have set them up with your bank account, and they have money. You see what I'm saying? It started right there. Right there. The scam has started to keep poor people poor, rich people rich. That's why they're upset about student loan forgiveness. Mark that down. Write it up. Tell me if I'm lying. The next thing I want to talk about before I get to the headlines. I have headlines. But I want to talk about this. I see this a lot now. White people and Republicans and MAGA people and just people that don't like black people in general. I heard this a lot. I heard the word woke. You know, the woke media, the woke this, the woke that. Everybody's woke. The MCU's woke. Woke, 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 woke. Hear that a lot. Woke. This is woke. Oh, you think you're so woke. Oh, they tried to cancel me. The woke mob. And I'm not exactly sure who told white people, you know, about this. But I'm really upset at that person, whoever it was. Because first off, I don't even think they understand that woke in and of itself is kind of a joke for like black people. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the whole stay woke. Like it's not really, it's kind of a, it's kind of like a joke. It's not really like what the literal type of thing. It's kind of like a raid, it's kind of a wink wink, like, yeah, stay woke, you know how these people are. But I mean, it wasn't like a literal thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not really a thing that white black people really like went around and was like, we're woke. It's like people don't really say that. Nobody really does that. Nobody really, it's kind of it's like cartoonish. It's kind of stuff you see in the movies. But it's not like black people see each other, at a party and be like, stay woke, my brother. It's not a thing. And somehow it's become a thing. And it really has nothing to do with us. They just, you know, white people just steal stuff. They steal styles, they steal culture. And this they just stole a word and repurposed it for something that really is not what the word is actually for. You know, the woke, what the hell is the woke media? The woke mob. That, I saw somebody said that the MCU is woke. Like, I don't like ESPN's woke. I don't know what that means. There's no such thing. That's stupid. It's really dumb. It's just something people made up. There's no such thing as a woke mob, right? It's like either you're on the right side of history or you're on the wrong side of history. It's not woke or unwoke or sleep or taking a nap. There ain't none of that. Either you are know the right part of history or you don't. You can't say, you can't see a police officer stopping some kid in the street or shooting somebody when they're going into the bedroom and be like, oh man, yeah, you woke. Oh, that's just wrong. It's nothing woke about it. That ain't do with race either. It's just, that's wrong. You see people doing wrong, that's just how it is. See, white people are good at, white people are good at like twisting stuff. I'm not talking about all white people. I'm just saying the ones that they're good at twisting stuff and making it something that is really not. So if you're like, well, that's terrible. Why are you woke? That doesn't make any sense. But if you say it enough and the fan base is stupid enough, they start believing it. So now you'd be like, ah, man, you know, such and such. I mean, you woke. Well, calm down. And really, I'm just talking about fantasy football. So I don't know who where that came about, who started that, the whole wokeism stuff. That's not even a thing that we say. And it's that, you know, the woke mob. Like that's just, well, that's terrible. That's stupid. Nobody's like that. Nobody says that. So I'm not exactly sure where that came from. Red cup. That's a horrible interpretation of it. People are just saying stuff just to say it. The woke mob. I mean, what is that? So if I see a cop walk into a man's bedroom, shoot him within 1 second of walking in the bedroom, and I say, you know something? That's awful. I'm woke? No, it's just terrible. You guys are terrible people. My God, you guys are just terrible people. Whoever said that, I don't know, man. I'm very upset with that people. Let's get to some actual headlines before we get out of here. It's Friday. I hope everybody's having a good day. Hope everybody's having a good day. Headline. Twitter reacts to Stacey Dash being clueless about DMX passing away over a year ago and having a breakdown on TikTok while looking like Sammy Sosa. I don't know if you ever, well, you have to be a certain age, right? Like I said, I said this on Twitter. You have to be like born in the late 70s, early 80s to really realize how high Stacey Dash was seen within the community and how she's plummeted so far. There's a movie, and I'm not, you know, advocating you go check it out, but it's called Illegal in Blue. And that's all I'm going to say about it. It's called Illegal in Blue. I would say that was peak Stacey Dash. And then, you know, she went crazy or whatever, and now she looks like Sammy Sosa. I don't know what's happening. I mean, I don't know if she's bleaching the skin or just the light or something. You know, people go MAGA and then they start turning, you know, like Casper the Ghost. I mean, Stacey Dash was peak. I mean, what Clueless came out? 95? Clueless and what, Mo' Money and yeah, she's that 95, 96, 90, yeah, she was peak. And then look at her now. Look at that face. That's not good. I don't know what's happening. I might not know what's happening with that one, but I'm gonna pray for. What we got here? Headlines. Twitter reacts to Southwest pilot telling passengers he's gonna take the plane back to the gate and ruin their vacation to Cabo if women on the flight didn't stop airdropping him subpar nudes to the cockpit. It's a double entree right there. You know, the news had to be subpar. They had to be. Those ladies on their way to Cabo, they probably don't have some margaritas at the gate. You know, everybody in Cabo don't look like the, you know, the promotional material. If you understand what I'm saying. Them ladies don't have them a couple of drinks. Because they're saying, what, like, if you're going on vacation, you know, there are certain vacations, the vacation doesn't start until you get there. There's other vacations, as soon as you hit past security, the vacation is starting. Cabo is one of Cabo, Cancun, Jamaica. Soon as you hit that past security, you know, check them bags, and you the first bar you see, you at it. Them ladies got them margaritas, the Micheladas. Got the Micheladas. And that's here, right? They saw the captain. Captain's probably a little handsome. You know, girls like pilots. He's probably a little handsome pilot. They're like, maybe, you know, he could come off, you know, with me out of this. But they obviously was not, they were not up to par. They were not up to par. You know how bad they had to be for him to be like, I turned the plane around? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they had to be terrible. Yeah, more money was a peak. Yeah, more money was a peak. Oh, my God, it had to be terrible. Oh, my goodness. He was mad, too. Oh, my goodness, he was terrible. He was like, these are awful. Please, stop sending them to me. I turned this plane around. My guy was heated. Woo, headline. Watch John Gruden take shots at ESPN and the NFL. Gruden said he's a good person who sent bad emails and wants another shot at coaching. It's interesting theory in the sense that can you be a good person that does, you know, not good things? And, I mean, he makes a good point. I mean, we all have, I'm sure, done things that we wish we could take back, and this is, some stuff is done in the public eye, some things are done, you know, in private. I think it's a good conversation. Some people just kind of shot it down from the beginning. I mean, like, the NFL as a whole is a terrible organization, but, you know, we still watch. You know, was he a fall guy? You know, is he overall a good person and just, you know, don't, you know, take it, you know, was he taking shots at black people and gay people? Or that's just how old people talk? I don't know. You have to tell me on that one. I hesitate to high horse people, you know, because we all have, you know, done some things, you know, especially as you get older, like, you know, you look back and like, I probably, you know, shouldn't have said that or something. And then you got to understand, like, society changes throughout the years. So what, like what may be funny now or before, it's not funny now. Let me give you an example before I get to the next headline. Like, Chris Rock is in trouble, right? Chris Rock was in trouble because he made an OJ joke about Nicole Brown Simpson, right? You know, when he talked about Will Smith slapping, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, I ain't canceled, and then, you know, woke mob and all of this stuff. They were all there, right? And I was like, it's hard to be a comedian these days. You know what I mean? Nicole Brown Simpson jokes I've heard from, like, since in the last 20 years, a lot, a whole lot. And a lot were a lot more, you know, worse than what Chris Rock said. And now you say a joke, man, and they're like, I saw something where somebody said, you have to hold comedians accountable. And they're comedians. Like, yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, it's, you know, they're comedians. They're not like, it's not like, you know, like, you know, we don't hold the cops responsible. We don't hold politicians responsible. Those whole comedians? The whole point of a comedian is to make you laugh, right? If you don't find the comedian funny, I mean, it's not, you know, you can't charge them with a crime. You just, you know, you have to watch them. That's what I meant by, like, you know, the John Gruden thing. It's like, you know, who knows? It's like, he, you know, what was funny or what you can get away with 10 years ago. Like, you talk about Eddie Murphy all the time. Like, I still watch Raw. And I still watch Delirious. They're two of the funniest stand-ups of all time. But they happened in 85 and 87, right? If you try to pop that down into 2022, it's not going to work. So you have to give the person grace for the time period that they're speaking about. We don't do that. What we do is who was that? I think it was Bill Burr. He was talking about John Wayne and Sean Connery, all the weird stuff they said back in the 70s and the 60s. It's like, you can't just take that and just pop it down in 2022 and be like, you can't. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't work like that, but, you know, woke mob. Woke mob. Let's check this brother out. What we got here? Headline. How Paul, I think it was Turovsky. How Paul Turovsky. It's one of them, I don't know. Let's say Paul. How Paul smoothly waited for his newlywed wife to go to sleep, got on Al Gore's internet, bought him a hooker, slid over to the Hyatt for some bed gammon, only for this to happen. Name that state. Florida man. He got arrested because they were doing one of those stings. And I'm not a big fan of those things. I think you have to differentiate between like the human trafficking and just some dude like Paul that's just trying to get his rocks off. Like, he wasn't trying to kidnap no little kids. He wasn't trying to do anything with no underage kids or anything. He's just Paul, who obviously probably shouldn't have got married. You know what I'm saying? Paul probably shouldn't have got married. You know, if you got to get a hookup, you can't even wait until you get, you know, off the honeymoon. I mean, my goodness, Paul. You couldn't wait till the honeymoon was over? Jesus Christ. With that said, I don't think you should be arrested. Big difference between human trafficking and just two consenting adults doing an exchange of funds. Which leads me to the next story. Which was that story I want to? This kind of goes into that. If I can find it, let's see. Headline. Oakland PD releases photo of couple who were getting busy in the upper deck of the Oakland A's stadium. The streets aren't snitching, though. Lovely couple on the lovely couple and tell the cops to go fight some real crime in the area. Yeah, that's our problem with this. Now, listen, I get it. Like, you don't want people just, having sex at the ballpark or whatever. But, I mean, it was nobody there. It's the Oakland A's. What are we talking about? It was like literally no. They were all alone. And if it wasn't for somebody snitching on the other side of the stadium, we wouldn't even know about this. It's Oakland. I know they got some more crime to fight than this. Why are they offering a reward? All the crime in Oakland, and they got $10,000 for this dude in the Cure t-shirt? Look at this guy. Come on now. Come on now. We gotta do better than that, Oakland PD. I'm sure there's some drug lords or something that you can deal with. What else we got going on here? Headline. Khloe Kardashian on being a single mom that Tristan Thompson wants nothing to do with her son from the surrogate. Khloe on how she wishes when TTK cheats, he would at least use a condom so she could have pretended it wasn't happening. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I don't even know what you got to say about that. You see Kanye's going wild on Instagram? I found that funny. I didn't have time. I think I did the story, but I don't think I had time to download the headline. But I find it interesting because Kanye's always talking about Kim doing Playboy and Kim and the sex tape. Like, we all knew that before you married her, Chief. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you the guy that rap that, you know, my girl's a superstar all from a home movie. So you knew before you have kids with this person exactly what they were. So, you know, I'm not gonna feel sorry for you. As far as Khloe, I mean, yeah, she's just stupid. I mean, I don't know what to say. She seems like a good mom, but you're rich and you're white. You can have as many black guys as you want. Why would you even put yourself in that situation? That makes no sense. What we got here? Headline. How Hornets PJ Washington announced his engagement to his pregnant IG model girlfriend, Lisa Chanel. I don't think that's her real name. Washington's OG baby mama, Brittany Renner, replies in the comments to the ring and engagement. Miss Renner congratulated them on that. Now, listen, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, love is love. You know, maybe mission there is the love of his life. And he just had to, you know, it took a second go around to get it. Now, you know, the flip side of that is that, you know, you end up having two baby mamas that are IG models. And, you know, he's only 20, I think he's 23, 24. So I don't know. They kind of look alike. But, yeah. I mean, he's taking care of her son. I don't know. He seems a little slow. He don't want no faces that looks like he's a little slow. I'm just saying. He looks a little slow. I hope it works out, though. I'm not trying to hate. I'm just saying I hope it works out. You know, love is love. Headline. Watch Boston Globe. Bob Ryan called Kevin Durant a shithead who can screw himself. Didn't want him on the Celtics squad because he prefers to win without him. You know something? Like, Bob Ryan has been around for, like, ever. Like, I remember Bob Ryan in the Boston Globe, like, when I was, like, 7. I mean, you can kind of tell from the picture. He's got all those papers and stuff back there like old people do. But, you know, when you get that old, you just start saying stuff. But this is not really cool if you think about it. You know, white reporter calling black athlete a shithead. That shouldn't really fly. That really shouldn't have went under the radar like it does. And then what happens is they get mad at the athlete when they snap at the reporters. But if I'm Kevin Durant, you have every right to snap back at someone calling you a shithead. You call me, you can say, you know, I can't play. You can say, you know, I'm a team destroyer and all. But, you know, when you start taking it personal like that, then we have a problem. And my question is, when KD goes to Boston, and it's a, you know, it's a press conference or a scrum or whatever, and Bob, is he gonna call him a shithead right there? Because to me, if you're gonna do it on a radio show or podcast or whatever, you call me out of my name when you see me. You gotta say it up front. You gotta say it for real. We can't get to go back to like asking regular questions now. We can't be back to like, you know, what'd you think about your shooting today? Now, we got to address the fact that you called me a shithead. So to me, like, that has to be addressed. Now, maybe it don't have to be addressed publicly, but we're going to have to address it. So if I'm Kevin Durant and he has to say, well, hold on, before you ask your question, can you explain to me why you called me out of my name? My name's Kevin Durant, not shithead. My mother didn't name me shithead. Why would you do that? Why would you say that? Please explain yourself right now to my face. That's how I would handle it if I was Kevin Durant. You know, old white people can't just be calling black people shitheads and stuff. That does not fly. That does not fly. In my opinion, that should not fly. That definitely should be handled. Let's see what we got going on here. Headline. Details on Daddy Long Neck's baby mama boyfriend, Damian Abeso, arrested for child abuse and putting Long Neck's son in the hospital. I just want to say this. I'm not going to go too much into this guy's self-explanatory. Go to Daddy Long Neck's Instagram page and don't get mad at me about what you see. But just go and check it out. just go and check it out. Headline. Crypto.com deposited $10 million in a woman's account by accident. Didn't notice for 7 months. Homegirl went and bought a mansion. Now they're trying to take it back. You know, I'm not really into the cryptocurrency. I think I got like one Bitcoin. But a lot of people are investing their money in it to the point that crypto had $10 million missing, and they didn't notice for 7 months. If I had $10 missing, I notice. So you had $10 million missing, you know. That's when she tripped. Like, she probably for like a month was like, they're going to hit me up. But when they didn't hit her up for a month, that money should have been like overseas. She should have left. I don't know like how, you know, what type of, you know, situation she had at home, but you got new identity, put that money in some Swiss bank accounts, something that couldn't be touched by the government, and what about my business? Oh. That's what I'd have did. They should have. You look. You can't. If you took 7 months to realize you gave me some money, you shouldn't ask for it back. That should be her money. I hope she got some good lawyers when she got $10 million to fight the case. Headline, FBI questions Brett Favre for scamming the poor people of Mississippi who don't have clean water out of millions of dollars. Yeah, I mean, I think, like I was saying on Twitter, at the end of, like, these guys' career, you know, Brett Favre and Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, like, they stop caring about so much their public perception and they start showing you who they really are because they've done everything. They're already legends. They're going into the Hall of Fame. Favre showed it right at the end and he's continued to show it in retirement. Aaron Rodgers, you know, Brady's still a little media conscious, but shoot, even if he went out there, I was like, damn, man, look, I got shit going on. I can't be at training camp all day. So, I'm not surprised by this. It's, once again, and we've talked about this multiple times, the United States of America should not have any place in this country that doesn't have clean running water. We have too much money for this stuff to happen. Once again, like I talked about, they want to keep the poor poor. The sick, obviously. There's no reason. The United States of America should not have clean running water. It should be nowhere in this country that we don't have water. Nowhere. It's just something that shouldn't happen. But it does. And it only happens in, you know, poor areas where black people are. Do you think if this was happening in Hidden Hills, California, there'd be a problem? We got a drought. It's 105 degrees here. We're in a drought. And Kim Kardashian's over here taking 10-hour baths, 12-hour showers, out in the pool. They don't care. Come on, man. No water. Like, I was reading about it. The crazy thing was, it wasn't even a story. Like, I didn't even know the story until Deion Sanders talked about it. Then I'm like, what the hell is going on? I started reading about it. They can't. They told him to take a shower with the mouth closed. You know how you take a shower, the water get in your face, some you drink? I mean, not a lot, but, you know, it just gets on you, you know? Like, you take a shower with your mouth closed. What the hell is going on around here? This is the United States of America. But we, you know, we're supposed to be the country everybody looks up to. Allegedly. Headline. A YouTuber Steve Wildolt is boycotting the NBA because James Harden slid into his girl Selena Smith's DMs and potentially made some chocolate milk with her. Well, you know, I don't like to say a picture is worth a thousand words, but I don't know if she's with him for his personality. I mean, I'm just saying, maybe she is. I don't know. And I can understand why the bird, you know, slid in. I mean, it's James Harden, and look at him. Yeah, you know, James Harden wanted to make some chocolate milk. He wanted to make some chocolate milk. Maybe he did. But I thought the most interesting part of the little video was, you know, Steve saying he didn't know if she answered him back. At least Jake Paul's girl don't answer back. Oh, Selena was like, what you up to? I like Philadelphia. can I go hang out with you and Lil Baby? I mean, listen, nobody loves James Harden as much as Lil Baby, but you never know. It'd be her, Lil Baby, and James Harden. A little chocolate milk, a little Oreo shake, a little cookie shake. Peaches, well, not peaches and cream. Milk and cream. Milk and cookies. I'm just saying. It's Friday. The NFL season is starting. The college football season. Two great games yesterday. If you watched on Thursday, if you're a degenerate, I would not say that. If you are a gambler, you like to bet on NFL games, college football games, please go to bet.us.com. You can use the code BSO125 and get 125% bonus on your first bet. The Ohio State University is going to be putting a smackdown on Notre Dame this Saturday. I think they're 17-point favorites. You go to bet.us.com to go check that out. You can also have, like, all of the in-game type of betting and the props and all of this stuff. It's really cool site. It's legal. and you can actually, you know, make it. If you know what you're doing, you can make a little bit of cash on there. So go to betus.com, betusa, betus.com, promo code BSO125. So you make sure you go do that for me. You get that taken care of and everything. NFL season is back. College football is back. It's a beautiful thing. Like I said, it's 110 degrees out here in California right now. So I can't watch TV in my backyard. That's really pissing me off. That's the whole. By the time I can watch TV, it's going to be week 7. It'll be the damn college football playoffs before it cools down out here. But whoever your team is, I'm wishing them well for the season. Hope hope it has a run. Your fantasy football teams, I bless them as well. I hope you have a good weekend. I appreciate you tuning in and listening. You know, this will be up on the website, blacksportsonline.com. It's up on Twitter. It's up on BSO. Up on YouTube, BSO TV, Facebook, Black Sports Online. And then, you know, we'll be up as the podcast. Keep that same energy. As well. And like I always do before I go, I give you some old school hip hop. And this is a little story behind this one. So this is Trigger the Gambler and Smooth the Hustler. The song is called Broken Language. OGs know about this. But the interesting story about this was it's one of my favorite songs. And I was actually going, and they came out with a single, and they back then a CD tape CD. Might have been a tape back then. Yeah, we still might have been with tapes, because I remember I bought Raekwon, that was an actual tape. So I don't know if we have switched over to CDs yet. But anyway, I was on my way to get the tape CD at Sam Goody or one of those record stores back in the day. It may not have been Sam. Back then they had like actual record stores. And I drove up to the Sam Goody or whatever record store it was. And I walked in. And when I walked in, homeboy that worked, it was only like one guy that worked there, was putting up a bunch of Tupac stuff, like posters and cardboard cutouts and all of his old records and stuff. And I'm like, why are you putting out, you know, all of this Tupac stuff? And they're like, hey, we just found out that he passed away. And, you know, this is different times, you know, back in 96. You know, it's a different time. It took a lot of, you know, it wasn't like instantaneous with social media. Like, it had to go through the grapevine. And most people actually thought, because we wasn't getting like those instantaneous updates, that Pac was going to pull through, because first off, he was Tupac. And first off, he didn't pass away like the first night. Normally, back then, you know, you felt like if you got shot, you didn't pass away the first night. You know, it's like, you know, it's Pac. You know, shot me 5 times. Real niggas don't die. So we just like, it's Pac. He got shot. He's at the hospital. He's going to be all right. Next record's going to come out. And then we found out at the record store that, you know, he had passed away. And I was like, damn, like, I didn't know how to react. I was 18, maybe. I don't know. I was a teenager back then, but 17, 18. And I didn't know how to react. Pac was my favorite rapper back then. But then every time I hear, you know, the Trigger the Gambler, Smooth the Hustler, remember that, you know, that's when Pop, that's the day that Pop, and I don't know if that record came out on that exact day, but it was around, you know, that time. So that's a little story, a little hip hop history story for you. So here you go. I'm out. Watch the video. Really cool video. Pretty cool song. RIP Pop, still the GOAT in my personal opinion and whatnot. And you guys be safe. Stay cool, because it's 105 degrees outside, and I'll check you out next week with headlines. I appreciate you listening. Please follow me on Twitter at BSO, Facebook, Black Sports Online, Instagram, and YouTube, BSOTV. Big shout out to ABF Creative for helping put this podcast together. I'm out.